presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Welcome to This is the XFL Podcast. I'm your host, Tron Hawkins. This is a very special episode to me. Let me tell you what happened. A few weeks ago when Summer Showcase was announced, the way everybody talked, I thought it'd be open. I thought it'd be open tryouts for everybody. So I put out a tweet saying, you know, if you plan on going to these, inbox me some stats and stuff about you. Well, it turned out they wasn't open, and some of these guys did get invites and everything. Some played in the Spring League. Some didn't get invites at all. But I made a word to these guys, these awesome awesome kids that just want a chance, that I would put them on this episode. So I know, you know, this ain't going to be like the XFL show, Summer Showcase, where they actually interview people that is going. But I am going to read about these guys and their stats. I think they deserve a platform. Even if they're not going to go to the XFL, they might go to an indoor league or something. They deserve to have their story told. So this might be a long episode, but here we go. The first guy I'm talking about is Marvin Conley. He said he attended the University of West Florida the last 3 years. He wanted to attend a showcase in Florida, in Tampa. He said he played defensive back, free safety. He also played corner and nickel. He had 14 interceptions, 236 tackles, an All-American, two-time All-Conference, two-time All-Region, team defensive MVP back-to-back years. I mean, this kid, it's a ball hawk. He even said to me, he's a ball hawk with a great football IQ, greedy and hungry for success, ready to give 1,000% to whoever presents me the opportunity. I hope he gets a shot somewhere. This guy is Johnny Martin III. He actually did the Spring League. He actually did some testing. He told me he had very limited college stats because of off-the-field issues and with the family and transfers. He had high school and Spring League film. He said he's part of the Hargrave Military PG football team that was number one in the country in 2012. He was also All-State in high school with multiple school records. He said he's the underdog of this draft class. In rushing, he had 217 carries, 2,240 yards, 10.3 yards per carry, 106 yards a game. He had 26 rushing touchdowns receiving. He had 46 receptions, 854 yards, 18.6 yards per catch, 40.7 receiving yards per game, and 10 receiving touchdowns. He was number one in the state in total touchdowns that year. So, I mean, he was on it. I actually asked him, was he a fan of the XFL rules that they tested in the Spring League? He said, honestly, I love the punt return rules differently and an advantage for the returner, or definitely an advantage for the returner. Kick return, not so much because it's in favor of the kickoff team, but it does take it in. But all it takes is one seam and you can be gone. Definitely like what the XFL is doing, and I know they will last. He said overtime was definitely fun as well. The next guy is Antonio Dawkins. He's 5'10", 188-pound corner, nickel, free safety, special teamer. He graduated college and received my bachelor's degree. Received my bachelor's degree in December 2018 from Bluefield College. My last two football seasons there, 17 and 18, and my 2015 season at Junior Cars, my stats have been. 2018, he had 28 tackles, 11 pass breakups, one pick, three fumble recoveries, and a forced fumble. He led the team in PBUs. He was top 10 in NCCAA for PBU 2018. Top 5 in Mid-South Conference for PBUs. Tied for number 1 in NCAA for football recoveries. Allowed one pass for over 10 yards. Allowed only 10 catches out of 33 targets on the season. That's pretty amazing. In 2017, he had 27 tackles, 3 tackle for losses, 7 PBUs, 1 interception TD, and a forced fumble. Led the team in PBUs again. 2015, he had 20 tackles, 1 tackle for losses, pass breakups, and 1 pick in only 4 games. He attended North Carolina Central University, had set out in red shirt due to NCAA regulations in 2016. Prior to this, I have been invited to several All-Star Senior games, played in one, and was named a starter at the game by Joey Smith, former New York Giant. I had a pro day at North Carolina Central University where I ran a 4.440, jumped 39 and 40-inch verticals, jumped a 10-inch broad, and ran 4.3 in a short shuttle. A few weeks ago, I had a workout for the Montreal Alouettes, he said. I ran a 4.44 in the 40-yard dash, 4.2 in the short shuttle. Did great in drills and in one-on-ones. Montreal was showing great interest. The last 2 years, I gained some interest in the NFL as well. According to different sources, NFL Draft Diamonds, Locker Report, Sporting News, FCS Scouts, and etc., I am being considered as a small school prospect, and it will be a pleasure to do great things for the team. That's what he sent to the XFL. The next guy is Cua, C-U-A, Rose. He's 4-time All-Conference, GAC record for most interceptions in a game, 3rd in GAC history for most interceptions, 6th in ATU history with 695 tackles, one of 3 players in ATU history to be a 4-time All-Conference, an All-American, and 19 total takeaways. See, these guys might not get a chance because, to be honest with you, who knew the rules? who knew you had to have an agent? Who knew that you had to have an agent, you had to, apply online. Like I said, and it's kind of blindsided some of these players. They announced it. They announced it to the public, so everybody thought, hey, it's gonna be open. And that was my fault. I'll take total blame, kind of putting it out there on my Twitter. But like I said, I'm gonna feature these guys and hopefully they get some press. This guy is Pat Prosser. He's 5'10", 235-pound inside linebacker from Shepherd University, and he was a Virginia State transfer. He had 101 career tackles, 60 solos, 3 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, 1 recovery, and no picks. He wanted to go to the one in D.C. He's from Newport News, Virginia. Again, these guys are good athletes. They're just small school guys. The next episode of this, I'm going to be doing another draft diamond draft diamonds episode. Another kind of like small school diamond rough on the players that they've been watching on NFL draft diamonds. These small school guys, they want a chance. That's all they want. They just want a chance to play. They don't want this to be the end of them. Now this is pretty interesting. His name's Ryan Mueller. He actually has a Wikipedia page. So I'm going to talk about him. He's a former linebacker slash fullback in the National Football League and a current defensive end for the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the CFL. He played his college football at Kansas State University. Mueller began his Division I NCAA college football career at Kansas State as an unrecruited walk-on and went to become an All-American 4-year letterman, starter at defensive end, and team captain. He ranks 5th in school history in career sacks. Nobody plays harder than Ryan Mueller. Nobody. Nobody works harder than Ryan Mueller. Nobody. Bill Snyder, head football coach at Kansas State. He signed on April 1st, 2016 as a fullback for the Philadelphia Eagles, in which he played in high school at fullback. He signed with the San Diego Chargers in 2015 as an undrafted free agent. Then he went to the Eagles. I'm sorry. He said he was in practice squad for the Chargers. I've been to 3 pro days and on 2 NFL teams, offense and defense, and played in Canada. He said, I've been through the ringer, and the XFL is the next perfect league for a guy like me. I said, well, Nate, it's second chance. And he goes, absolutely, better late than never. He wanted to go to the one in St. Louis. So this guy's actually had experience. He's certified on Twitter. So that means a lot. I think he'd be perfect for this league. Well, I mean, this would be a second chance league. Like, later on, I'm going to be talking about Christine Michael, who is officially going to the showcase. There's a couple guys on here that's officially going to the showcase. I think he's perfect for this league. The next guy is Carl Caldwell, and his nickname is Stitch. He said, he's currently playing for the Northern Light Cowboys. My past teams have been with the Wasu and Central Jaguars and the Central Wisconsin Spartans. As of right now, they have not updated our stats. We have 1 TD for 13 yards, 3 first downs back-to-back, with each of them being at least 15 yards. I had 5 tackles against Fox Valley Forest and 3 tackles in the pass game. I love special teams, but running the ball is my passion. My hobbies, other than semi-pro football, it's bar league flag football. He goes, I play for the Golden Browns. Have a great time doing that at the Kelly Club in Weston, Wisconsin. I also have a technical degree from Chippewa Valley Tech with a 3.97 GPA. Family-wise, I have 2 kids, a 10 and 7-year-old, all of whom I love dearly. I tried to set the best example for them. Even when things are tough, I'm originally from Houston, Texas, born and raised. And although all through high school, I worked for the Houston Rockets as a performer on the launch crew. And then I left for the military. He was a part of the 101st Airborne Division. So this guy, he's older, obviously. But he deserves a chance, too. I think all these guys deserve a chance, especially the people in the military. He's 5'5", 180 pounds. His 40-yard dash was 4.41. He said he wanted to go to St. Louis. He's a nice guy. He said, as I mentioned to one of my buddies at Channel 9, that I'm going to be going, and he was like, you are totally going to make it. I want your support. Nothing is small or insignificant talking about my podcast. So your podcast is important, and will continue to grow as the league grows, in which I have made it. Is there anything I can do to further your progress, let me know. He said, thanks, good luck to you, sir. It's going to be awesome when it's official. You can always hit me up, and I'll always answer any pressing questions. These guys I've talked to on here have been just some of the nicest people you can ever meet. I mean, they have just inboxed me and said, hey, can you give me a chance? And I promised them I would, and here I am. So a quick update, Ryan Mueller, breaking here, just messaged me on Twitter, and he is going to the Houston Showcase, which is where XFL 2K will be this coming up weekend. He's going to be there, so that is awesome, great news. Finally getting some players, you know, messaging me, telling me they got accepted, so that's great. The next guy I'm going to talk about is Daquan Richardson, a.k.a. Deuce. He's probably one of my favorite guys that I talked to for this. 5'11", 171. He's a free safety and corner from Bethune-Cookman University, so a pretty big school, 15-18. He had 202 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 26 passes defended, 9 picks, 4 fumble recoveries, 4 fumbles, 2 recoveries in 3 years. He said, this is funny to me, he ate purple Skittles for every game, just purple, just only purple ones. He said he had to have them to do good. He was MVP for his team his senior year, and on the Black College Player of the Year watch list. So he was a good player. And, you know, who don't love a guy who loves Skittles? I mean, we all love Marshawn Lynch, the original Skittles eater. So, I mean, let's see who else we got. So a lot of players inbox me. Like I said, I promised them I'd do this, and I'm going to. This guy, I don't know his name. It's weird. He's at UnoCinco underscore. He wanted to go to the one in D.C. He had 220 tackles, which is a good bit. 12 career interceptions, 10 PBUs, 3 career sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 6 forced fumbles, 200 picks. It's amazing. 200 interception return yards, 3 returns for a touchdown, 3-time first-team All-American, 3-time All-Region, D2 All-American, and a 4.540. Why is this man not getting an invite? I mean, who wouldn't want to have 12 career picks and 3 of them for touchdowns? I mean, he's averaging right at 10 yards per return. So, I mean, that's pretty good. The next guy is Malik Webb. He's a long-rangey corner. He said, I got a lot of corners and defensive players on my showcase here. And, I mean, they're going to need defense XFL. Because, I mean, there's going to be a whole lot of offense. So they're going to have to work out for him. He's 6'1", 192. He's a physical corner with an honorable mention for all third team in the MIAA. Top 5 in picks. They call him the pickoff master. Next guy is Josiah Tonu. He said, aloha, my name is Josiah Tonu. 6'6", 305-pound tackle. I just finished my senior year at Southern Oregon University. I made the switch to O-line this past offseason. I was a quarterback in high school. Going from quarterback to a 6'6", 305-pound tackle. That's amazing. Went to JUCO and played tight end. Then he played defensive end tackle. But playing offensive line my first year, he said, I made first team on conference in his first year at offensive lineman. He has talked to 7 NFL teams, the Colts, Niners, Jags, Texans, Bucks, Seattle, and L.A. He wanted to go to the Seattle and L.A. tryouts. Again, I hope these guys get a chance. I'm just doing this because I promised them I would and just get their name, you know, out there. Devondrick Leeson is the next guy up. He was Defense Player of the Year, 2-time CCA All-American, 2-time CCA team, it said, first team, I'm sorry. 3-time GAC All-Conference team, 3-time Division II All-American, played all 4 years at Southern Arkansas University. These are small schools, but I don't mean they don't deserve a chance. I think a lot of the XFL players are going to be these small school guys, plus some NFL cast-offs. His redshirt freshman year, he had 62 tackles, 17.5 for loss, 9 sacks, 7 forced fumbles. That's his freshman year. I mean, I don't care what school you go to, that is an impressive first year. His sophomore year, he had 15 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. So he didn't get a lot of playing time, but when he hit somebody, the ball came out. And again, in this league, you're going to want somebody that can just pound the offense. Like, you want to get in the quarterback's head in this league. So, you know what? I know you're throwing all over me, but I'm going to get you when I can. Junior year, he had 53 total tackles. So, he keeps going up. 6.5 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. Again, he's a fumble machine. Devondrick Leeson is. Senior year, he had 61 total tackles, 18 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. Next guy is Foster Reznor. He did NFL rookie camp. He wanted to go to New York Showcase. He had workouts with the Bills and Steelers. CFL contract offer from Calgary and Edmond. His pro day, he had a 4.5 4.40, 37 inch vertical. Broad jump was 9 and 10 inches. Short shuttle was 4.11 and bench was 14. He had 160 tackles, 24 pass breakups, tackles for loss was 4, and 5 interceptions. Again, Foster Reznor. These kids, they, like I told you and like I said earlier, they are some of the nicest people I've probably met on Twitter. They always said thank you, I appreciate it, and all this stuff. Like, they're thankful. You know, I know I'm not the biggest XFL podcast. Obviously, the XFL show is number one. I think I'm number two or close. I know I'm a little bit different. I know I'm by myself. You know, I'm not your typical podcast host, but I feel important doing it. I know I don't have a huge audience. I mean, I have a good audience, but I mean, they're loyal. But these kids wanted, you know, they came to me for a chance. You know, I know I'm not interviewing them or anything, but I'm putting their name out there. I ain't just interviewing three people or anything. This guy's name is Teray Stevenson, defensive back from Newark, New Jersey. He is the cousin of Shakir Stevenson, the Olympic silver medalist from the 2016 Olympics in boxing. That's pretty cool. Sat. I played high school. He said, I played high school football at J.P. Stevens High School, where I finished my senior year in 2014 with 89 tackles, 8 pass deflections, and a forced fumble while being elected as the defensive back of the year in my conference. Here's a participant in the Snapple Bowl, which is a New Jersey All-Star game. He played college football at ASA College, downtown Brooklyn, New York. I went on to Northwestern Eastern Conference champions, they said. Won the Mesa Bowl and finished season 8-1 in 2017. He recently moved in with my cousin, who put me in a position to focus on my craft and continue to chase my dream. And with this opportunity from the XFL, I feel like I would be able to show the world what I'm capable of, great things on the football field. And he wanted to go to the one in D.C. Let's hope he gets that chance. Next guy is Jalen Watson. He's a receiver from Northwestern State University. He goes, I plan on attending the L.A. Showcase. He was Southland All-Conference wide receiver. He had 82 receptions in 2 years for 1,245 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 15.1 yards per catch. Second all-time in single-season receiving touchdowns until 2018-10. Third all-time in career touchdowns for his college. This is the kind of guy that needs a chance. I mean, he is a big play receiver. You know, in Houston and Dallas, they're going to be chunking the ball down the field. So I can see a guy like this getting a chance, and I hope he does. I know it's invite only, and that was my fault, like I said. But I feel like these guys, these small schools, need this chance. And I'm going to try to help them get it. DJ Doggett, 40 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 3 sacks. He's 6'3", 255, 4.7 40-yard dash, 10-foot broad, 36.5-foot vert. Physical strong side linebacker, slash D, bullies, tight ends, and tackles. Only one full season playing defense after switching from tight end. He went to Midwestern State University, and he wants to attend the Dallas Showcase. So the next guy is Waycron Dickens. He went to the UW Cardinals. He's a running back. His first year, 2017, he had 470 yards rushing on 93 rushes, which is 4.4 yards per rush, for 3 touchdowns, 9 catches, and 39 yards. But his second year, he exploded, 177 rushes for 1,117 yards, 14 touchdowns. He averaged 6.3 yards per carry. He said, in the past year, I was first team All-Southland Conference, third team FCS All-American. And he holds a single-season record in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns at his school. So that's pretty amazing. Again, maybe as a good backup, I think he'd get the job done in the XFL. The next guy is a guy that it was on the XFL show, Anthony Johnson Sr. I mentioned him on my other prospect podcast, one of my last ones. He did get accepted. He's going to Tampa. I'm proud of him. His godmother is great.
to talk to as well. His senior year, he had seven sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 40 total tackles. His senior year, he had 4 sacks, 6.5 tackles for loss, 40 tackles, and 34 quarterback pressures. Great kid, great story. Go listen to it on one of my earlier podcasts. Fantastic kid. I love talking to him and his family. This next guy, he is a very passionate person about football. His name is Michael Haynes. He's 28 years old, 6'2", 238 pounds. He said he didn't play much in high school because he made the wrong choices. And I think a lot of these guys are redemption stories. Maybe not so much making the wrong choices, all of them, but guys that, you know, maybe had to start from the bottom or maybe late bloomers. So it'd be nice to see some of these kids get a chance. He said he no college, started working early because I found out I was going to have my son at 17 years old. Started playing for a semi-pro team called the Arlington Longhorns in 13. By 2017, they had won 3 championships. He said he dominated every year and intended to do the same in the XFL. He's very nice. He said he respected me and the integrity of my podcast and look forward to working together in the future, which I hope he does make it. He promised me some tickets if he did. So that'd be nice. So I'm rooting for him hardcore.
The next guy is Malcolm Cook, inside linebacker and outside linebacker. He does both. I'm a very versatile defensive player. Again, a lot of defense. Anytime he was on the field at University of Virginia, so he played at big school. I played safety, nickel, inside linebacker, outside backer, and stand-up defensive end to rush off the edge in many nickel packages. I'm fast and very smart and aware of the game. I have grit, and I am a great ball player in my eyes. You could ask any coach at the University of Virginia. I had the notice of the ball. All I need is a chance to show it. He said he's a tough kid willing to learn and work to be the best. I love this game, and I can play anything they want me to play, and I am great on special teams as well. These kids are just hungry. They are hungry for a chance, and I hope they get it. This guy is Darius Jones. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. He graduated from high school in 2013. He missed out on college scholarship opportunities because he failed to acquire a good GPA and high ACT score. So he walked on in college football. He attended Kentucky State University. He focused on his grades, became eligible. So respect him for that. Transferred to Eastern Kentucky University, joined the team during spring football after trying out 2 times. 2015, he practiced with the team but was never promoted to active roster. I received Offensive Scout Team Player of the Year. Our head coach was fired. Tore his ACL in 2016 during spring ball with the new coaching staff. I missed the entire fall season. 2017 senior season, returned from injury, participated in the spring ball first string. Did not get the opportunity to play any games, play special teams. 2018, attended Arkansas Tech. Brought in late after fall camp, played special teams before leaving due to family complications. 2019, participated in pro day at Eastern Kentucky. 4.49 40-yard dash, 9 feet 7 inches broad jump, tryout with the Toronto Argonauts. So he went to Canada. So give him some respect for that. He got to the CFL. Went through all that. Never gave up. Went to the CFL. Or tried out for the CFL. 4.53 40-yard dash, 4.28 short shuttle, and 9.5 broad jump. He wanted to go to Dallas, Los Angeles, or St. Louis. Yeah, you can't fault some of these kids. Some of these kids could just give up. You know, they just give up and just never, just keep going. They could just give up and just quit, flip burgers. But no, they got passion for the game. You gotta respect that. They'll do anything to play football and live their dream. And hopefully they get to do that. Maybe not, even if not in the XFL, in Canada, overseas, arena, anywhere. The next guy is Arnell Farmer Jr. He was 2007 draft class. He played strong safety, free safety, linebacker. He's 6 foot tall, 210 pounds. He had 164 tackles, 106 solo. 5.5 tackles for loss, 6 PBUs, 1 pick, 1 sack, and 2 forced fumbles. In the combine, he ran a 4.42 40, 20-yard shuttle. He did a 4.16, 6-yard shuttle, 11.92. 21 reps, vertical 35.5, broad jump, 10.3, and 3 cone, 7.21.
Played in the CIF for the Kansas City Phantoms. Played on the placed on Winnipeg's priority prospect list. Received a play-in day invite from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Participated in the Spring League in Miami in the Miami Showcase. You gotta, you know, he was in the Spring League, so he's been seen before by some of these people. I think a lot of the guys that was in the Spring League is on their list because they've seen him before. They participated in their practice and in their lab. And this next guy I'm going to talk about was in the Spring League, and he seemed to enjoy the XFL rules. And I think the guys that are used to the rules and know the rules are going to be the kind of guys they're looking for, because they go, okay, I know this guy. We've seen him do it before. He gets it. Let's bring him in full time. He said, his name is Leroy Wilson. He says, I'm from Miami, Florida. I've always been overlooked on every level, but I've always found a way to come out on top. I played football for South Dade Senior High School. And after high school, I played JUCO at Yuba College out in California. So he went from Florida to California just to play football. He finished there with more than 800 all-purpose yards and top five in rushing. Never getting heavily recruited, coming from a small JUCO, I went to Division II University of West Florida. Helped lead my team to the national championship game before breaking my hand at the end of the playoffs. Tough luck. My time here at UWF did not go quite as planned, but I knew that I still had a lot of game inside me. After my senior season of college, while not receiving a minicamp invitation, I took full advantage of going to the Spring League Showcase in Miami, which was a three-day showcase, and took care of business. I received good feedback from the owner of the Spring League and assistant coaches. I was later invited back to the showcase with Susan Austin. I was able to rack up some good film from those events and showed that I could still play a game at a high level. I'm out here working every day just to provide for my baby girl. A lot of these guys are single dads or just dads, young dads, that not only look for an opportunity to play football but take care of their family. And you got to respect these young men that know they have to get something done to help provide for their family. He said, looking forward to the XFL showcases and grinding hard to earn an opportunity to continue playing the game that I love. Which Slaughter said, Leroy is a tough physical running back who can also catch the ball out of the backfield, which I think will be important in this league. Leroy played collegiately at the University of West Florida, helping the team birth in the 2017 National Championship game against Texas A&M Commerce in the program's second year of existence. His senior year, Leroy had 65 carries and 330 yards and two touchdowns, despite missing four games with a broken hand. In two seasons of junior college action, he totaled 219 carries, 1,158 yards, and seven touchdowns, while adding seven for 34 catching. He said that the XFL testing, it was fun just to be competing again. The little rule changes and adjustment just makes the game more interesting and fun. He said it's a fast-paced, safer game. And he said that it made special teams more fun to do as well. Another guy that has went to the spring testing is Dejon Montag. He said he wanted to be featured in the podcast, so he is, I promise. Dejon Montague, 25-year-old, 6'2", 250 pounds, defensive end linebacker from Raleigh, North Carolina, and attended college in North Carolina, Mars University, NCAA Division II, NFL Draft Class 2017. He has an agent and a passport. He sent me films from 2018 Spring League in Miami. He was invited back to the 2019 showcase in Austin, but will be attending the Spring League California showcase January 17th to the 20th. And he says, I can also confirm that, he goes, I believe the XFL gave me the platform and to ultimately become the best player I can be, but also showing I can compete at the highest level. Along with my film attached below, I also attached my backstory, an article that was written on me leading up to the Combine 2017, original Combine. So this guy, he got invited back. He wants to play for L.A., is what he said. The fact that he's gotten back to the Spring League the second time might give him the opportunity, maybe not just in XFL, but CFL as well. I've seen CFL sign a lot of those guys. He said he enjoys being the underdog, and he appreciated how I'm helping a lot of guys like him just get recognized. I know I'm not doing interviews with them and stuff, but just getting their stats out there. Just showing, hey, we care as XFL community about these younger guys that need a chance, even though they might not got invites. He ain't got an invite yet, he told me, but I hope he does. He said the XFL will see him again in California. I'm hoping he does that. I hope he gets a chance. I'm hoping I'm going to interview him after the second Spring League game, a Spring League showcase. That way he can tell me about some of these rules they're testing. I can get the bottom of it for you, my listeners. But yeah, these kids, I just need I need these kids to get a chance. I've enjoyed talking to them. I enjoyed hearing their backstories. I've enjoyed getting their stats. You know, what makes them tick and what makes them love football. The next guy is Zach Colbreth. He's class 2019. He's 5'7", 175 pounds. Wide receiver, running back, kick returner, and punt returner. 4.56 40, 4.39 shuttle, 38.5 vertical. In college, he had 2,100 all-purpose yards, 8 total touchdowns, team captain in 17 and 18. He was a team leader, 4-year letter winner, Hero Sports ST Player of the Week, special teams, 47-yard long kick return touchdown, 54-yard long punt return, 63-yard was his longest reception, 55-yard longest rush, and he was a two-sport athlete. Off the field accomplishments, graduated on May 4, 2019 from Northern State University with a bachelor's degree in exercise science. Good for him. Current free agent, current personal trainer at EOS Fitness in Gilbert, Arizona. Chandler High School graduate. Qualities: smart, tenacious, hardworking, relentless, passionate, determined, leadership, versatility, obviously, playmaker, obviously, savvy route runner, innate vision, hustle, heart, and winner. He played in spread, fast-paced, no-huddle offense, which for teams like Dallas and Houston is going to be the kind of offense they run. And played two different offensive systems in college. He said, "I need an opportunity. If you know anyone else I should send this to, let me know." I wish I did. I wish I knew. I wish I knew more people. I wish we could get all these kids, you know, their dreams coming true and a chance to make money doing, you know, what they love to do. The next guy is Dylan Salva. He didn't really send me no stats or anything, but he did get an invite. He got an invite to the one in New York, I do believe. Yep, June 14th. I asked him, he was in the spring league, so I asked him if he enjoyed the rules. He said he loved it. It takes so much more actual skill to get the job done. On kickoff, per se, you can't just sprint down and run past or juke a dude. You're only 5 yards apart, so you're extremely likely to engage and work a move to get off the block. As a blocker, you have to make sure your mind's sealed because it's so congested. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what you meant by that. Congested in there and lanes are smaller, so it's easier for the defender to make a play at the punt returner if he gets close and the defender isn't sealed. He goes, as far as the punt halo rule goes, I think it's more pretty cool. CFL does it. Makes the game more interesting, knowing every punt must be returned. He said, aside from that, it really makes the game a lot safer in those aspects as well. He long snapped in some of the games. He was also on kickoff and kick return. He said he was praying to get an invite. He goes, "I've been through so much football shit after college and put up such good numbers and worked my ass off. I need to catch a break," and he got one. So congratulations, Dylan Salva. You're going to New York June 14th. Next guy is Corey Felton Jr. He played DB and wide receiver punt return specialist, or return specialist. He's 5'8 and a half, 5'9, 195 pounds. His 40 was sub 4'4". So Felton played in the World of Elemental Football League. As a return specialist, 5 games played. No film was recorded. Team was dismissed after 5 games. 2016 stats, 30 total tackles, 25 solo, 5 assists, 10 PBUs, 4 interceptions. On offense, he had 10 catches, 200 yards. Kick returns, he had 5 returns for 154 yards. 3 returns for 50. Signed with the Indian Blue Bombers of the National Gridiron League. League voted. College resume. Virginia University of Lynchburg, 2014-15. He played cornerback and return specialist. 2014-15 stats, he had 20 tackles, 7 PBUs, 3 interceptions, played special teams. 2012 sophomore year, he transferred to Fort Hays. Yeah, I think he's going backwards. Transferred to Fort Hays State University as a wide receiver return specialist. He played 11 games, started 0, was injured. Freshman year, William Penn University, cornerback, return specialist. He played 11 games, started none, 3 interceptions, 10 tackles. He wants a shot. I hope he gets it. But, you know, if you ain't got a whole lot of stats, what they really have to go by, that's kind of the downside kicker to it. The next guy, his dad messaged me, and he, the Steelers, it was at his son's pro day, and this kid looks like a beast. I mean, this kid he's a wide receiver's nightmare. He's on draftscouts.com. His name is Kerryon Ramsey, strong safety from Alabama State. He's 214 pounds, a 4.8 40-yard dash. The Steelers at his pro day, like I said, he did both pro days with a strained hamstring that he injured at pro day training at D1 in Florida, and he kept going. He's known as the truth. Many NFL scouts slept on this hard-hitting safety. Oh, I'm saying who woke them all up in his pro days. He's a wide receiver nightmare, it says. He's a Jets fan. But any kid, he also featured in the 10 biggest FCS sleepers in the 2019 draft. Draft Diamonds did a thing on him, which I'll be doing. I'll be talking about him more in the defensive backs edition in a few weeks or next week. But any kid that loves football enough to do that on a bad hamstring. So, I mean, you gotta take that into account, too. He's a warrior. This guy's next name is Maximilian. He said, I'm overlooked, underestimated player. He's got highlights on YouTube. Maximilian Cepeda. They call him Maximum Impact, which I enjoy. He goes, I've always been overlooked, but I finally got a shot I bought out. I was top freshman in the country 2014. The next year, I split time with the other back who started above me and stepped in whenever he got hurt or wasn't doing well and was able to help my team win in the end, which is important. There was a game where he didn't touch the field to the last quarter, and he finished with 11 carries for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns and double overtime. So, I mean, that's impressive. He finished with one game with six 86 on the ground and set up with the game-winning touchdown with a long screen in the final drive, finished with 57 yards receiving. He goes, after his sophomore year, he transferred to Marist College. They didn't think I was good enough to play offense or just wanted their guys to play. I get that. I went there to get a degree, so it just so happens they were Division I, but still, I still feel like I can play the next level. And he wanted to be on the XFL preview, and here he is. He goes, changed positions to receiver, and I transferred, and I feel like I'm a weapon in the air as well. He's ready for anything, and he played everything. He goes, I'm the type of receiver that I don't need a great quarterback. I just take pride in going up and getting the ball. I feel like I do good as a running back as well, he said. As long as I have someone throwing the ball my way, I'm going to catch it. And he's kind of like a dangerous Darren Sproles. He said he looked up to guys like that, like James White and Darren Sproles. And, you know, players like that don't get enough credit that can do everything, I don't think. Those switch army knife running backs don't get enough credit. He said it's because they don't look like NFL players, and he's right. They ain't the biggest or fastest, but they're smooth and have great instinct. And I think this gentleman should get an invite because I think those switch army knife running backs are going to be the guys that are going to be top notch in this league. You're going to have to have a good running back and quarterback. So this guy, Malik Warner. He did get an invite. I didn't see where he was going. Sorry. Here's Phil Steele, 2017 postseason All-NEC team. Phil Steele, 2018 preseason. Postseason, then preseason All-NEC team. Cornerback from Wagner College. Career stats, 2 picks, 43 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, 1 quarterback hit, 1 PB, and 1 forced fumble. 6 foot, 195 pounds, from Brooklyn, New York. I think he is going to New York. I'm sorry. High school of Bishop Ford, attended ASA Junior College. So, like I said, a lot of these guys are going to be junior college athletes. You know, and I said these guys haven't got a chance yet. Let me explain. They are 800 invites for 8 teams. There's going to be 100 at each one of these. So, these guys will get a chance. They might not have got it right now when I'm recording this, but they'll get it. Hopefully. Let's all hope that some of these guys get it. You know, guys like this that's just trying to work for their family or just trying to work for their dream. I know I wouldn't want somebody to, you know, rain me down on my dream either. The next guy is Kalias Robertson. He's a great friend of Manzio77, the guy who does the draft diamonds. He said he's glad to see me help a lot of players. And he goes, I'm looking to get in the XFL also. He was number 3 FCS draft prospect with the fastest 40 time. He went to Bama A&M. He had a 4.68 second 40 time, was the national team's second leading receiver in their 19 they did a national bowl. He was the national team's second leading receiver in their 1917 win. He had 36 yards and a touchdown, which was pretty good for tight end. It said Alabama Brian McLaughlin tweeted, Alabama A&M had some nice showings at Sanford's Pro Day on Thursday. One of them was tight end Kalias Robertson. He ran a 4.68 40 yard dash. He was in the 2018 draft class. He ranked 4th in the NFL combine for the wide receiver tight ends with reps
with 18, which is impressive, because Dallas Goedert had 23. So, I mean, he was close to him. Here's his stats. He had 55 catches, 750 yards, 7 career touchdowns. Special team ace. I've been chasing my dream, and I will get to the NFL. I work hard each and every day out of it. I'm humble and believe in God. I was about to sign with the AAF before they folded for the iron. I'm now playing arena football in New York for more film. I'll be very excited to get a chance to XFL. Imagine about to sign a team and they fold. Like, he's about to get a chance to live pretty good, probably get, you know, probably get pretty good money. And here he was, just about to sign, about to make, you know, make his dream come true, and they fold. So I'm hoping he gets a chance in the XFL. The next guy is a guy the XFL show interviewed, Glenn Coletti. Here's some of his stats. He's featured on XFL End Zone as well. His favorite player all around is Drew Brees, Dan Marino, born in Los Angeles, from New Orleans, won district MVP and first team quarterback twice, had a degree from Tulane University, which is where he played college, in health awareness, had two older siblings, Hillary and Rory. He started playing tackle football as a freshman in high school, so he didn't play very long, and only played quarterback seriously when he was a junior. Invited to the Elite 11 Showcase in 2011, played 23 games in college. Voted team captain twice at Tulane and once at Texas Southern. And again, if you want to know more about him, listen to the XFL show. But Tulane quarterback, you know, getting invited is a pretty big deal. Next guy is Michael, I can't say his name, Kwigiorata. He played linebacker at Monroe College, Norfolk State. Was two-time NEFC All-Conference at Monroe College in two seasons. Had over 100 tackles, 5 sacks, and 4 hurries on the quarterback, and 3 pass breaks up at Norfolk State. Had an injury bug, only 25 tackles and 1 sack, and 3 hurried quarterback the last two seasons. And was voted 2018 Spring Ball Most Improved Defensive Player. One more guy, and then I'm going to talk about Christine Michael right quick. His name is Stitch. I already talked about him. He's probably my favorite guy. He was in the Spring League. He's probably my favorite guy to talk to. I enjoyed talking to him. I forgot I already talked about him. Just edit this out. It's been a long night. I've been recording for 2 days now. Thank you, man, by the way, for editing all this. So the big guy so far is Christine Michael. And the reason I say he's the big guy is this guy was a second-round pick in the NFL, and now he's coming to the XFL, hopefully. This guy could be an XFL MVP. I mean, they tweeted about it. MSN did an article about this. They did an article about him coming to the XFL. It said after bouncing around 4 different teams in the past 6 seasons, including 2 separate stints with the Seahawks, Christine Michael once again attempted to resurrect his playing career in the XFL. They announced on Twitter that Michael, a former second-round pick of the Seahawks, will attend the XFL showcase in Dallas. He was taking number 62 overall in the Seahawks. He just played 14 games with Seattle from 2013-14. Instead, warming the bench while Marshawn Lynch and Robert Tervin handled most of the running duties. He was traded to Dallas, then with the Redskins and Colts. He appeared in 1 game for each last season. Now it looks like Michael is going to try on his way back to the XFL. Some of the AAF, which voted at the clue in the first season, XFL is an 18 league that has different rules than NFL, it says. And they said hopefully in the XFL he's able to reach his peak that he was expected to get in the NFL. This league hopefully is going to be a second chance league. Not as much as the AAF was, but a mixture of fresh talent from like the guys I've been talking about, and then guys like Christine Michael and stuff who, you know, is just looking for a chance to get back in the NFL. Like I said, guys, I know a lot of these guys might not get the invite, but they might. 800 players get the invite, so I'm sure they're on the radar. And I hopefully help put them on the radar. This has been a long episode. It's been a long few weeks trying to get it together. I appreciate you listening. I hope all these kids get a good, decent chance of living their dream. I know I would want to live my dream if my dream was to play football. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'm going to do another Draft Gems episode for the small schools. Hopefully, some of these guys get invites, too. I might talk about the same players again. I don't know. I might. But, you know, these young guys, these small school guys can't get enough publicity. So, thank you for joining me on this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all look some of these guys up on Twitter and everything. And hopefully, we'll be seeing them come 2020. Thanks. Have a good night.